Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? And welcome. And thank you again for listening to the Zurian Show. Again, we try to talk about a number of different topics, different subjects, and we also try to have speakers on, different speakers and different guests, so that we can talk about a number of subjects. However, lately, we've been talking about things that are more in the lines of positive mindset, positive spirit, self-expression, and becoming the best person that you could possibly be. That is something that is a concern for me because I'm running into a lot of people that seem to be giving up before they even start, don't seem to realize that there's a fire within them, that they have a spark that's there, and all that they need to do is feed that flame, and that flame will become a roaring fire that could warm any heart and heat any home. Because within each and every one of us is definitely a true level of greatness in our spirit, in our very being. There was a spark that was ignited on the day that your parents got together and you were conceived. That spark is magic. That spark is something that can beat all odds and that no one can actually extinguish. That spark or that magic is something that you carry with you again, every day, till your last day. And then on your last day, when you go to see your maker, you know, when you go to see the power up high, however you want to look at it, that spark is what takes you there. That spark is what takes you into a whole nother realm, a whole nother world, a whole nother reality, and a reality that none of us can touch, taste, feel, or see. But in our hearts, we know it's there. So today we're going to try to talk about a couple of things, but the main thing that we're going to talk about is that magic that's within you. And again, there is a magic that's within you. Today is a great day. You know, as I was listening to a gentleman that was giving a sermon actually the other day, you know, he was quoting the Bible, and the Bible is one of many books. It's actually one of the more famous books that talks about, you know, the different things that man is capable of doing, and what, if you're a Christian, what people in the Christian religion believe is your guidebook to finding what you want and doing what you need and staying with what we call God's word. Again, it doesn't matter whether you're Christian, Catholic, Jewish, Hebrew, you know, it doesn't matter what your particular, or Muslim, it doesn't matter what your particular faith is, or even if you don't really have a faith. You know, I was talking with another gentleman, and he was telling me that he was talking to an atheist. He said, and when he was talking to this atheist, you know, the atheist was telling him how he doesn't believe in God. You know, and the guy was like, okay, you know, and he's like, well, that's good. You know, I'm glad that you found something that you believe in and something that you have, you know, strong faith in and so forth and so on. And the gentleman that he was talking to was very puzzled. He was like, well, you're supposed to be a man of God, and I'm telling you I'm an atheist, and you're not getting upset. And the gentleman who is an ordained minister, you know, it was a sermon that I actually watched recently. And also a friend of mine, somebody that I grew up with. And I'll tell you a little bit about his story after I tell you this. But anyway, the gentleman that was talking to him basically said, well, you know, I'm doing great. He's like, well, how come you're not mad since I'm an atheist and I don't believe in God? He said, you know what? The power of God for me is a very special and a very, you know, cherished thing. He said, and you want to know what's interesting? And the guy was like, what? He's like, here it is, you're an atheist. However, this whole time, me and you have been sitting here talking about God. He said, I think that's powerful. And when you think about it, it is pretty powerful, because he just had an atheist, a person that doesn't believe, talking about something that supposedly he doesn't believe in, yet conversing with him in an intelligent way. You know, so, you know, he's getting the point across. Anyway, the gentleman that I'm talking about, you know, I've known him since I was a very young man. And this is a guy who, how you say, if you said go left, he was going to go right. if you said go up, he was going to go down. You know, this is back in the 70s. He was, you know, a gangbanger type individual, you know, and he said, you know, I don't believe in God. He grew up in the church and grew up around, you know, a very religious background. Matter of fact, I knew his brother and was friends with his brother. And his brother was, you know, always very, very religious, John. John was always very religious. Now, Ashley wasn't very religious. Now, Ashley is an ordained minister, to the best of my knowledge. And I, you know, like I said, I got to see one of his sermons with him actually preaching. And he had a very powerful message. You know, this gentleman is also an artist, and now he's taken his feelings for God or that almighty power, and he's directed that, you know, his artwork into his feelings. You know, and he also made a very powerful statement. He said that the artwork that he does now is masterful compared to the childlike artwork that he did before he started believing in God. And that, for Ashley, is the power of faith. That's the power of belief. He's found the thing to find that magic within him and to ignite his true belief. And in some people's minds, he's found his true calling. And like he said, his artwork, because he feels and believes that his artwork is coming through God, that God is using him as a vessel to create the actually outstanding artwork that he now does. You know, he's found his way. So he's found his magic. So today we're going to talk about the magic that's within you. Again, that magic that's within you is, we're talking good magic. We're talking that powerful magic that's inside of all of us. Again, that flame, that spark that is what actually created you and made you to become a breathing, living thing. That spark that never extinguishes. Remember what they said, nothing is ever destroyed. It just changes. It changes. If I burn down a house, I may have burned down the structure, but the house, in a way, is still there. The materials are still there. They've just changed into a different type of medium. They're not the hard wood that they used to be. Now they're a different type of thing, but they're still there. I didn't destroy. I destroyed the structure. However, the elements are still there. They're not there as the way they were in the beginning, but they're still there. And that's how a lot of people feel about the human spirit. They feel as though that nothing is ever really destroyed. It's just changed. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you have a flame within you that will never be extinguished. It will be with you from, again, the day that you were born until after, until you go to see your maker. And then once there, from what I understand, that light will only grow. It will only get bigger. It will only get brighter, because then you'll be where you need to be. But today we want to talk about the light that you possess and the power and the magic that you have that you can share with the world today, with the living, with those people that you interact with on a regular basis, to where you can touch the hearts and souls of people that you don't even know. Again, greatness lies within you, and your abilities are so vast and your potential is so vast that no one could ever put a book on you. There's nothing that you can't create. There's nothing that you can't bring to fruition if you put your mind and your heart to it and you stay persistent. They say suffer the pain of discipline. And if you suffer the pain of discipline, you will reap the joys that come from that discipline, from that habit. That habit that you've created and that habit that you followed to make you the person that you are and to do the things that you need to do. It's just like our children nowadays. A lot of our young children need guidance. They need guidance, and you could be the person that gives it to them instead of standing on the sidelines. You know, never, never, never give up. Never surrender. Again, within you is some amazing things. on the website for the show, there was a picture that I pulled from a young lady who's, I looked at her, one of her websites, and I saw it. It said, "I am amazing." Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are amazing. So why would you try to shadow yourself, or why would you try to make yourself less than you are? You've heard me also say that God don't make junk. Well, that's very true. Again, you are a technological, biological wonder. The fact that you get up every day and the fact that you can talk, walk, listen, and read and do all of the things that you do is amazing. I mean, show me one scientist. Show me one physicist. Show me one person that can create a you out of just inanimate objects. You can't. You can't, because you, each and every person that's born, that breathes, that has the ability to take in air, is a miracle. Each person has a magic in them. That magic is life. Now, if you take that life and you put with that life desire and determination, all right, if you're willing to suffer the pains to do the things that you need to do, then you're going to have a life worth living. You're going to make a mark. You're going to be able to do things and interact with people in ways that many can't. And why can't they? The reason that they can't is because they won't let it go. Please remember that it's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about the show. What it's about is it's about me trying to share information with you. While I'm sharing that information with you, I'm also learning. There's an old saying that when something comes out of your mouth, you get to hear it twice. First, you thought it, then you spoke it, then you heard it again because it comes back at you. And that's the same thing for negative comments, negative thoughts, and negative habits. If you preach negativity, you'll live negativity. If you live by the sword, you will probably die by the sword. Again, we live in a very small, small world. All right, and in that world, we need to be thankful for each and every day that we get. And that thankfulness starts, again, with you. Again, it doesn't matter what your religious belief is or what your belief is in faith. Understand that you're here for a reason. This isn't an accident. It's not an accident that you're listening to the program today. It's not an accident that we're having this conversation. It's not an accident that this particular show is the show that I decided to do today. All right? We're all here for a reason. We're all here for a purpose. Life is a vacation. Life is a party. It's us that make it a nightmare. It's us that make it difficult. It's us that decide that we're not going to do what we already know we need to do. I had a conversation with a young lady not too long ago, and she was explaining to me how, you know, it's really hard when you ask people to do a certain thing and then they don't do it, or when you expect a certain thing out of a certain person and that person doesn't come through. And I asked her, you know, point blank, I said, "Well, I have a question for you. The question is, did you really not know that that person wasn't going to come through? Did you really expect that person to do what it is that you wanted them to do?" I said, look at their past. Look at the things that they've done in the past and what gave you the belief that anything was going to be different. What made you so special that this person was going to change the way that they did things to comply with your wishes? And what did you do to set yourself up for success? Or did you set yourself up for failure? And the young lady looked at me and she said, "Well, it's not my fault. You know, I expect a person to do this, 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 and this." And I said, "Okay, well, here's my question. What made you think that this person was going to comply? If they have not complied in the past, what on earth makes you think that they're going to comply in the future? What indicator did they give to let you know that this time was different than any other time that has happened in your life?" And she looked at me and she was like, "You don't know what you're talking about." I said, "Yes, I do. I said, you picked somebody that's a repetitive loser. They didn't do anything to make you believe that they had changed. They didn't do anything different. The only thing that they did different was instead of them promising the person that they promised before you, they promised you. I said, what is really different in this situation? Nothing is different except the face and the time. This person lied to the person before you. They lied to the person before that. They lied to the person before them. Don't think that you are special, so they're not going to lie to you. Now, I am not saying that people can't change. I am not saying that greatness isn't within that person. What I am saying is that we are creatures of habit. And unless that particular creature has decided to choose a different habit and has started to demonstrate that there is a change in the pattern in which they have already been doing, then more than likely that person is going to continue on what? They're going to continue on that pattern. They're going to continue to do the things that they've been doing and getting the results that they've been getting. You know, one of the famous quotes is, insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. Again, if you're getting somebody that continuously does the same thing and you continuously get the same result, what makes you think that anything's going to change? Now, you can demonstrate change yourself by you being the person that you were meant to be, and you being a good person, and you being reliable, and you doing the things that you needed to do. Then you're showing your magic. You're showing your power. You're being consistent, and you're being a consistent example of how to do things and what to do when you do those things. However, there are a lot of people that don't quite get it. They don't understand that we need to lead by example and that we need to present a good example. They think that nobody's looking. There's always somebody looking. They think that nobody knows or nobody's paying attention. There's always somebody paying attention, and there's always somebody looking. Again, when you do a thing, ladies and gentlemen, don't do it for the applause. Don't do it for the thank yous. Don't do it for the attaboys or the attagirls. Do it because it's the right thing to do. Do it because it's going to make you feel good in your soul. It's going to make you feel good in your heart. It's going to show and illustrate your magic, not only your magic as others see it, but your magic to you. Grow your own fire. Grow your own purpose. Grow your own reason for doing the things that you do. You know, I've met a lot of people, and I find that there's a lot of really good people in the world. As one lady said to me not too long ago, there are millions of good people out there. And I said, yeah, I met a few hundred at an event we attended. And that was right. I met a bunch of positive people. But of those positive people that attended, only a few are going to actually be able to stay consistent and stay persistent to do the things that they need to do. Because some people aren't going to get the results that they need to get. Some people last a day. Some people last a week. Some last months. Some may even last 6 months. Some may last a year. Some may last 2 years. But it's very few that are going to truly run the distance, that are going to truly show you what they need to show you. However, those few that will, those are your role models. Those are the people that you want to look at and say, hey, this person has distinctively showed me what I need to do and how I need to do it. I may have to change it a little bit. I may have to adjust it a little bit. However, they've set the benchmark. They've raised the bar for me, you know, because we all get things at a different time. We all get things at a different rate. You know, it's like the gentleman who I was talking to who's now a deacon. You know, he said that when he started going to his particular church, he said he went to the church to prove that there was no God, because his life was very God-orientated. And he was talking about how, you know, he got a paper route, you know, and he started doing, I believe it was delivering the New York Times. And when he started delivering the New York Times, that was his excuse to stop going to church. Now, I'm not advocating anybody go to church or not go to church or any of the above, but we're talking about one individual. This individual used his paper route as an excuse for him not to go to church because he had gotten tired of all the rah-rah, as somebody said. He had gotten tired of all the church stuff, and he had also gotten very rigid in his beliefs. And remember, when something gets rigid, that means it's no longer pliable, it's no longer moldable, it's no longer able to be shaped and flexible. That flexibility isn't there. He kept hearing the word, and when he kept hearing the word, it made him more rigid, not realizing that he was hearing the word, but he wasn't listening to the word. He wasn't taking in the information that he needed to move on with his life and to become the person that he needed to be. And here we are, many years later, and I'm listening to this gentleman, you know, preach and give his sermon, which, again, was a very powerful thing. And I'm seeing the change in him. You know, I'm seeing a different person from the person that I remembered growing up, you know, and it's besides the fact of age. But, you know, I'm seeing a different person, you know, and as I told him, you know, we all grow old, but very few of us ever actually grow up. And in this particular case, me and him have definitely gotten old. We've grown older, but he has definitely grown up. He's grown up into a fine young man, and he's grown up into a man that now has a purpose and has a reason. And that purpose and that reason is not negative, it's positive. And again, for him, finding God or finding the church or, you know, reestablishing the church on at a time where he could receive it has worked for him, and it's working for him and his family. And that's a beautiful thing. But again, there's something in everybody that lights that fire, that motivates them, that brings them out. And basically what this show is I'm looking for you to find that thing that lights your fire. Find that thing that is going to take that little spark that's within you and create a roaring flame for you. Be it that you're into art, be it that you're into music, be it that you're into fitness and health, be it that you're into socializing and interacting with people. But find that positive thing that's you, all right? It's not anybody else. There may be others that do it, but it's the thing that's for you. You can't do this for anybody else. You have to do this for you, and then while you're doing it for you, others will reap the benefit of the fact that you're doing these positive things, not only for yourself, but for the betterment of all. So, if you're into cars, motorcycles, you know, not drinking and drugging, that's not one of the positives. But if you're into anything that you're into that's positive, where you can also grow and help people. You know, if you're a sociable person or if you're retired, you know, again, there's nursing homes and things like that or adult housing areas where people could use someone to talk to. They could use that interaction. You know, just really somebody to listen to for some of these people would be a great thing, a motivating thing, a thing that could illustrate your fire. All right, and usually, like I said once before, success leaves clues. If you start doing things, you'll find that your life gets better. All right, and in some cases, it doesn't necessarily have to be in a monetary way. It can be in an emotional way. It could be in a health way. It could be in the ability that you can now interact with your children in a positive way, that you can do things to create a better world. I mean, if every one of us did one thing every day to help someone else, wouldn't it be a beautiful world? If every one of us took a few minutes out of our lives to do something with no expectation of any type of reward or thanks for it, we just did it to do it, wouldn't that be a beautiful thing? And guess who may see it? Somebody else that will take that and do the next thing. So now you get that domino effect. I did something nice. Well, guess what? 10 people saw me do something nice. Two of those 10 decided to do something nice. Now, out of those 2 people, let's say another 10 people see them and another 2 do something. That is going to manifest into a domino effect. that goodness that you did, that nobody even knows that you're the one that put that person on the path to doing something positive and something constructive, is now going to show their magic. They're going to show their essence. They're going to show their good. They're going to do something for somebody with no expectations of any type of reward. That's really powerful. You know, it's really powerful. And it's something that we all can do. It's something that we all possess the power to do. It's something that is in us all. Again, I want to thank you again for sharing this time with us, and I want you to know that there is magic within you. There is power within you. There is greatness within you. And in order to live your dreams, you have to step out into that dark place, and you have to go with faith. The faith is that you can do it. The faith is that, yes, there's going to be roadblocks. Yes, there's going to be things that get in the way. However, you can conquer them. You can defeat them. You can make your life what you dream it to be. You just have to truly believe and then do the things necessary to start that domino effect. And understand that if a domino doesn't hit, okay, you may take you a day longer. It may take you a month longer. It may take you a year longer or 10 years. However, everything that you're doing is having an effect. Nothing happens in a vacuum. Nothing happens in a vacuum. Imagination, ladies and gentlemen, imagination. A mind once stretched by a new idea never regains its original dimensions. So let's all grow and grow out of our original dimensions. Let's all become more than anyone could have possibly thought that we would be. The heart has its reasons. Why? I know not. Let's go ahead and do the things that we need to do. And let's do them for all the right reasons. Let's throw out those negative thoughts, those negative things. The past is the past. Forget it. Move on. Get rid of those tendencies that don't serve you. Get rid of those habits that don't serve you. All right? Stop rushing to do things that are unnecessary and take time to do the things that are. Ladies and gentlemen, again, there's greatness in you. All right? Don't mix it up. Don't let anybody confuse you. Get a deeper and real understanding of yourself and know that you are capable of much more than what you are presently doing or what you have presently done. Get a real deep understanding about any problem, but take action. Don't sit there waiting to figure out how to figure out. Just take action. Start to do the things that you need to do. Communicate with your wife. Communicate with your kids. Communicate with your family. Share your thoughts. Share your hopes. Share your dreams. Help others in ways that they may never have wanted to help you or been willing to help you. Again, we're all here for a reason. And that reason is and can be a beautiful thing. Well, thank you again for your time and for your patience. This is the Zurian Show. Please share the show with others. And we hope that you also follow us, not only follow us on Facebook and Twitter, but follow us on Blog Talk Radio's on Blog Talk Radio. And we look forward to talking to you again in the future. Today is now. Live your dreams. Step out of your comfort zone and step into a bigger and brighter world. It's out there for you. You can do it. Have faith. Go forward. All right? Ready forward, as they say in the Buffalo Soldier. Ready forward. Thank you very much, everyone, and have a great day. Take care.